This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of a USA Prepares. Gwyneth mentioned we don't hold up to our end of the bargain very well. Americans don't. And she's absolutely right, and I'm going to prove it to you. So, between the years of 2001 and 2010, that's 9 years, the American tax code had 4,430 changes. 4,430 changes in the tax code in 9 years. So if you want to know how many days 9 years is, it's 3,285 days. If you do the arithmetic, that's 1 1/3 tax code changes per day. That means that the tax code changed there are four tax code changes in 3 days. Now in 2010, the last year of this discussion, the tax code changed 1.6 times a day. That's almost two tax code changes per day. Now, why is that important? Because the tax code is a moving target. The tax code encourages and discourages behaviors. So if the government wants you to install solar panels on your roof, they say, heads up, y'all, we're going to give you a tax credit of X percent, 33%, 30%, whatever they think, if you put solar panels on your roof. And then they pull that tax incentive away from you. And they go, you know, we shouldn't have done that. Let's put it back in. In this kind of flux, in this kind of unstable environment, people cannot plan. Businesses can't plan. They don't know from 1 year to the next how they're going to be penalized for what they did last year. Or this year, because you don't find out about the rules until after you've done it. So, for example, when you play a game of baseball, you know, after school, you know what the rules are. You know going in, when you pick up that bat and you're standing at home plate, you know what the rules are. The rules aren't made up after you hit the ball. The rules are made up before you hit the ball. The rules are in place before you even decide to play the game, but not with the tax code. What happens with the tax code is you play the game for the whole year, and then you find out when they send you the new rules for taxes what the rules were for the game that you just played. This is nuts. So if you're wondering why United States of America is falling apart, it's just one reason, one of the many reasons why the United States of America is falling apart, because we don't know the rules. The reason that people say, and I used to teach these tax seminars on how to start your own business, the reason I asked people in my seminars, how many of y'all do your own taxes? How many of you prepare your own taxes? Please raise your hand. Very few. Very few. And then, of course, the next question I would ask in an in-person seminar, when I used to go around speaking, I don't do that anymore. How many of you, of those of you who do not prepare your own taxes, Why? Why don't you prepare your own taxes? Please tell us. And then people would raise their hand and say, it's too hard. It's too complicated. I don't understand it. It's too hard. It's too complicated. I don't know how to do it. Okay. Tell me about the people who do your taxes for you, who prepare them. Oh, this guy's great. He knows everything. But this guy is so good. He knows all these deductions. He is really good. So then, obviously, the next question I ask is, well, how much does that cost? One person said $900. Another person said $2,100. These are pretty big numbers to me for somebody to fill out a piece of paper to report to the government, you know, deep financial secrets, right? So now you're entrusting someone you don't know with all of your records regarding a year's worth of activity. You're paying that person hundreds of dollars, if not thousands, to do something because it's too complicated for you to do. But then again, pretty much everybody's graduated high school, and how come someone who's graduated high school can't fill out their income tax return? Why? Well, I think it has something to do with 1.3 changes per day in the tax code. I think it has something to do with that. So here we are. We can't plan as individuals. We can't plan as businesses because the rules are a moving target. We've got a guy who's got a big chair and he can't keep the same rules for the afternoon. He has an entire army of people correcting his missteps, mistakes, and slips. The White House press secretary makes $180,000 a year, or did. I don't know how much the new one makes, the one that looks like Raggedy Ann. I don't know how much she makes. But the last one made $180,000 a year, plus expenses. Up until during my lifetime, the president of the United States only made $200,000 a year. What happened where the White House press secretary, you know, the one who lies to us constantly, makes within 10% of what the president used to make? How's that possible? If you do a search, I think Gwyneth might hit one of my buttons. If you do a search to find out where the wealthiest where the wealthiest parts of America are, you will find out that they surround Washington, D.C. Why? Why are some of the wealthiest people within driving distance of Washington, D.C., meaning, you know, the bedroom communities of Washington, D.C.? Why? Why do people live there? What does Washington, D.C. manufacture other than confusion and war and lies? What do they manufacture? They don't make anything. You can't go to Washington, D.C. and buy something that was made in Washington, D.C. There is no such thing. If you get an ice cream cone like Two Scoop does, yeah, they call them Two Scoop. Not Two Scoops, Two Scoop. If you get an ice cream cone in Washington, D.C. like Two Scoop does, that's not made in Washington either. It might be assembled in Washington by some guy with a spoon and a bucket of ice cream and a package of ice cream cones. But they don't make the ice cream in Washington, D.C. Nor do they make the ice cream cones, nor do they make the spoon. We're falling down, and we're not getting up. Not in our lifetimes. And I don't know why we put up with this nonsense. Why do we put up with tax law changes at 4 every 3 days? Why do we put up with that? And if you're like me, when I fill out my tax return, I cross off the part about perjury, that I'm certifying that this is true to the best of my knowledge. I don't know if it's true. I don't know how many cows I have. There might have been a birth last night. Or a death. I don't know. And I'm not going to run around and waste my time to prepare paperwork for the federal government. I'm not going to do it. I got more important things to do, like survive. And what has Joe done for me lately? I don't know. Maybe he drilled a few more holes in the bottom of my ship. Is any of this hitting home? Am I the only guy on radio who knows that we're going down? I mean, and is Gwyneth the only gal? I don't think so. How come the rest of the broadcasters aren't talking about this? How come? It seems to me that we are surrounded by pansies. People who are not willing to take a stand for the moral correct thing and moral right things. Why? I used to have a guy come to the meetups and he would say, well, you just need to go along to get along. Really? Go along to get along? While we're being run over? I don't think people realize how serious this weather change, this global warming is. And I know there are people that say, oh, no, it's not us. It's just the sun. Nonsense. Nonsense. It is us and it is the sun. It's both. But if you think that we can burn all these fossil fuels, pollute the air, and not have it have impact, it's crazy. It absolutely does have impact. If you want to see what I'm talking about, go put your hand on the engine of your... No, don't do this. You burn yourself. So I say, if you put your hand on a running engine of your car, you will have third-degree burns because of all the heat that the fuel, whether it be diesel or gasoline or propane, generates. You know, the car goes down the road, yeah, and it goes up the road, yeah, but it also gets hot. And where does that heat go? It warms the planet. All of it. So for those who say that we're not doing it, it's the sun, that's crazy. They stopped spraying the chemtrails, and man, did it get hot here. Really hot. So hot the animals can't take it. The plants can't take it. We're in survival mode. And the point of all this is the grain crops are failing. The corn crops are failing. The soybean crops are failing. Some of that is food for us. Some of that is food for animals. It's not working so good.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I'm being serious when I say that... That Joe's drilling holes in the bottom of our boat while we're trying to bail it out. I'm not kidding. There's nothing that's working right. And seriously, class, I'd love to hear Gwenna's comments. This drought that we're experiencing, you're going to see it. You are going to see it in the supermarket. You're going to see the absence of what grain does to chickens. You're going to see what the absence of grain does to those cuts of beef that you'd like. You're going to see what the absence of fertilizer and water does to lettuce. You're going to see it. It's not going to be there. You're going to say, didn't y'all used to sell hamburgers? What happened to corn? Wasn't corn supposed to be... Y'all forget to buy corn? You know, and stock your produce area with corn. What happened to corn? You're going to see these things. And you're going to see it in prices. Gwyneth, any comments about how serious the current weather conditions are?
Yeah. At first, when you were talking, I thought crossed my mind, and that was that... The Russians have weather modification technology, and so do the Chinese. And it could be them just, you know, placing this heat dome across the top of the, you know, central United States, just to mess with America and make them a bit weaker and make them a bit more subject to, you know, invasion in the future. Because, you know, meaning that it could be a directed energy weapon, a big blast of microwave radiation. But it could be that. But then I thought, hang on, these people that are currently occupying the White House might just be crazy enough to do that themselves. And I thought, they might actually just be that evil. It might not even be the Chinese or the Russians. It might be the Americans doing it to, you know, so-called Americans, just directing some of that harp energy from Alaska or some other facility and just making a great big spot of microwave radiation that is cooking you. And that might be what it is at the moment that is just sucking the life out of your vegetables, because what you're saying, you know, with 90-degree temperatures and saying that it is boiling the water out of the soil, and I was thinking, that's not quite right. There's something not quite right there, because, you know, if I did what I advised you to do with building a berm around a tree and just soaking it once every 3 days in the middle of summer, then that tree would make it through the summer, no worries, and you would have a significant amount of moisture underneath that tree after 3 days. You know, especially if you had like 3 or 6 inches of mulch on top of the soil. I sent you a video of somebody who has a property near the city of Jericho in Palestine, and it's the most literally godforsaken place on earth. It is just absolutely barren beyond belief, and yet he's made a verdant paradise in the middle of this wilderness. In the middle of this terrible, terrible wilderness, simply by doing the techniques that I just described at the beginning of this broadcast. But if there was a massive amount of microwave energy being steered in your direction, then having an unlimited amount of, you know, or doing these sorts of methods wouldn't necessarily help, because, you know, microwave radiation will just kill anything. It'll fry it. It's an entirely different case than just regular sunshine. Does that make sense?
Imagine what would happen to a hot dog. Imagine what would happen to a hot dog if you put it in a microwave oven and you hit the start.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The most painful inflation in four decades will require the Federal Reserve to take extreme actions to tame prices caused by lawmakers in Washington, D.C. The Consumer Price Index is out, and it's worse than anticipated. U.S. inflation reached 9.1% in June, its highest rate in nearly 41 years. The CPI report for June was higher than May's annual rate, and that led to feds to raise interest rates. Stocks turned negative after the release of the Labor Department data. The U.S. Senate voted to confirm President Biden's nominee to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives on Tuesday, making Steve Dettelbach the leader. The vote was 48-46, with Republican Susan Collins and Rob Portman joining the Democrats to support his nomination. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Three men, including a curator for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, were charged on Tuesday in an alleged conspiracy to sell Don Henley's stolen lyrics to multiple Eagles classics, including Hotel California, Life in the Fast Lane, and New Kid in Town. Over 100 pages of Henley's notes were stolen in the 1970s by an author hired to write a biography on the Eagles. In 2005, the author sold the notes, which were valued at more than $1 million. President Biden is in the Middle East for the next few days. Today he'll be in Israel most of the day. A planned meeting is also scheduled with Saudi Arabian officials on this trip. This amplifies how bad America's energy policy is under Biden's leadership. Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, last night on Newsmax.
It misplaces the whole idea of, you know, our incredible production of oil and gas in this country. In the last 4 years, we became energy independent. I'm old enough to remember the 1970s when everybody felt OPEC had us at, you know, they could control everything, they could turn off the spigot, they controlled the oil prices, and we were desperate to become independent. And we did finally when we had pro-energy policies in this country. And now we've reverted back to the same old standard. The Democrats hate the oil and gas industry. They hate the production of it locally. They're happy to go beg for it in Saudi Arabia, but we've got lots of it. We have more underground in Anwar, Alaska, than the amount that we would import from the Middle East.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Watch it.
Oh, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Last day.
God,
you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the
season...
For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So y'all know how important Christmas is. And it's a time when family used to get together and be together. And that was before it became corrupted by big retail. And then it became present day, Christmas present day. But it used to be a day of religious worship. It used to be a celebration of Jesus Christ. It used to be a day of family getting together and celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Well, everybody wanted to go home for Christmas in 1913, especially Congress. And so on December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas, the Federal Reserve Act was passed. Signed into law by a guy by the name of Woodrow Wilson. And ever since then, we've had inflation. We didn't have inflation before the Federal Reserve, the central bank, that as a private corporation that creates currency out of thin air, lends it to the government, and then we pay interest to them. Well, what a racket if you can get it. I mean, imagine having a business where you don't have a product, you don't have to make anything, you just create it out of thin air, and then you rent it. It's a concept. So our currency is a concept. Well, so that's why you hear the Federal Reserve being brought into all of these discussions regarding inflation, because they create it. Inflation is not natural. It's a man-made thing created by the Federal Reserve by injecting, creating out of thin air currency. So how much inflation are we talking about? If this doesn't make your blood boil, you don't have a pulse. So if in 1913, like the day before the Federal Reserve Act was signed into law, the day before, if you had a dollar then to buy something, how much would it cost today? Well, it still probably cost a dollar if the Federal Reserve weren't around. But because the Federal Reserve has been bilking and stealing from us, it now costs $29.93 to buy what $1 would have bought before the Federal Reserve came into being. Another way of saying that is it's an inflation rate of 2,893%. And President Woodrow Wilson let all this happen. Because everybody wanted to go home for Christmas in Congress. They all went home. And so this bill was passed, signed into law, and then everybody has become a victim of the Federal Reserve. So when you hear the Federal Reserve, your blood should boil. They're doing this. And it's not the amount of crude oil that is causing the price of gasoline and diesel and motor oil to go up. It's the refining capacity that has been reduced because the administration has said, y'all stop with this dinosaur oil, this in-ground petroleum. Stop with that. Let's move some of the refining capacity over to vegetable oils. So we have taken out the refining capacity that we need, which is causing the shortage, which is causing prices to go up, up, up for diesel and gasoline. Now, yesterday, my son got some new gasoline, put it in his chainsaw, and the chainsaw works lousy. It sputters. And I wonder if this is Joe's new blend. Joe's new high-performance 15% corn alcohol blended with gasoline that is causing our equipment to run lousy. Is this why you're getting worse fuel economy? Y'all notice that? Or is it just me and our farm? There's nothing that this guy has both hands on hole saws aimed at the bottom of your ship. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I've said it before and I'm saying it again. We're going down and there's absolutely nothing that we can stop, that we can do to stop the collapse of our society. All that we can do is look after ourselves. And should I go into what's happening here in Australia, Vincent? You know? We have got the biggest building companies in Australia. The guys who make the skyscrapers are going broke. left, right, and center. They, you try getting a house built here in Australia at the moment. Good luck to you. You probably are going to have a lot of headaches if you get your house built at all, because the inflation is such that they've got a fixed price contract and they're losing money on every house that they build. This is just regular suburban houses. And the skyscraper industry is the same. They can't do it. Never mind the fact that, you know, the mechanical equipment is failing like crazy, like you wouldn't believe. You know, just like it's failing for you, it's failing for the builders, it's failing for all the manufacturers, you know. And you've got you've had these stupid laws which say, well, not laws, you know, government rules, which say that if you're a builder and you're hiring builders, then you have to be vaxxed and all your builders have to be vaxxed. And builders have either left the industry or are dying of vaccine injuries. And I sent you a film. There's footage on the internet from ABC, Channel 9 and all the other, that's the Australian ABC, of ambulances lined up outside hospitals. And I know that when this happened in 2020, everybody went around and said, oh, yeah, it's fake. We went down to the hospital. It's not true. Yada, yada, yada. This actually is true. This actually is happening. And what's causing it is vaccine injuries. You know, insurance actuaries saying that deaths are through the roof. This, you know, the mortuaries, the funeral homes are saying that deaths are through the roof. They've never been so busy in all their lives, you know, both here and in the United States. And I'm having people just dropping off the radar. You know, I'm trying to get a hold of my Hay guy, and normally he's very, very prompt to get back to me. I'll send him a text and he'll you know, give me a thumbs up within a few hours. You know, just to say, yeah, I've got your message, it's all good. I'll make sure that, you know, we get there soon. And I can't get a hold of him. And this is it. People are just, they're dying. They're just randomly just dying. And I'm talking about young, healthy people. And I don't know if my Hay guy has just randomly died or what's happened to him, or if he could just be really busy on his farm. He could be repairing machinery. You know, it could be any number of things that's happened, but every day that goes past that I don't hear from him, I get more and more worried about him. And I told him, listen, don't take the vaccine. I don't know if he's taken the vaccine or not, but it's really, really bad. And you know, like I say, the ambulance situation and our equivalent of the 911 system is really in a bad way. You've got not enough operators. You've got not enough ambulances. You've got not enough police officers and all the rest of it. It's all going down, and there's nothing that can be done to stop it. Actually, there is. If you got rid of the corrupt, evil, satanic, devil-worshipping pedophiles that think that they run the show, then we might have a chance of fixing things. And got some people in there who actually believe in Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father and the Holy Ghost, and were into praying and reading their Bibles and, you know, worshipping God, then we would have a hope of fixing things and had moral gumption. I don't know if you have that word in the US, but it means something like fortitude, moral gumption. Then you would have a hope of fixing things. But nobody wants to do that. You know, because any time that anyone tries to step up to the plate and say, listen, we've just got to get rid of these guys, you know, they have an unfortunate accident. That's just how it is. we've put up with it. Their power structures are so entrenched. But if any of our dear leaders ever had an unfortunate accident, there'd be 10 guys behind them waiting to fill their shoes, chomping at the bit to fill their seat. You know, and behind those 10 guys would be another 10 guys. So like, and Alex Jones said it in a nutshell, a little while back. He said they're like shark teeth. One of them falls out and the other one steps up to take their place. That's what they're like. They're so deeply entrenched. It's going to take the judgment of God to get rid of them. You know, there's nothing that any ordinary person can do to fix the political situation of how bad it's got. You know, it was just, and the thing is that the moral fiber of the ordinary person, you know, 90% of the ordinary people out there, they know that something's wrong, but they don't realise that the problem is that there's no moral fortitude. That they somehow don't see anything wrong with getting a newborn baby, cutting a hole in the back of its skull and sucking its brains out with a vacuum tube with a partial birth abortion. They somehow don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I think they've got rocks in their head. You know? How can you fix a society when people don't have a problem with that? You know, or worse still, don't even know that it's going on. You know, and what's more, here in Victoria, if a gynecologist or an obstetrician refuses to do that procedure, they lose their medical license. That's how it is here in Victoria, because some deranged nitwit is going to sue them for refusing to provide them with so-called medical care. You know, which means that every baby that's born in this state at present is handled, first of all, by a mass-murdering psychopath. Because that's the only person who would ever do that to a newborn baby, is a serial killer, a mass-murdering psychopath.
Yeah, and Joe wants it on demand.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last quick update. Tomorrow it's Kathy, Domestic Engineering. And we're going to be sharing what's up with BMW and Honda. You won't believe it. Guaranteed, you won't believe it. And on Friday, it's Greg, hour number one, Bert's hour number two, and Bert will be giving us an update on his adventures into the Venmo debacle. You won't believe that either. I wanted to mention something about chickens. You know, there's this flu that allegedly is happening with birds, like chickens. And millions of chickens are being slaughtered in the United States. It's kind of under the radar, and if you're wondering why chicken prices are so high, that's a big reason. Another is fertilizer for grain. Another is the drought. But I tried to buy some chickens. The price, I'm not talking about the supermarket. I'm talking about live chickens for our farm, Natural Farms. That's the name of our farm, Natural Farms. Free-range, pasture-raised chickens. The price is up 50%. I tried to get some more. I can't get them. And the supplier doesn't know when he can supply them. Price is up 50% and delivery unknown. Which probably means it's not going to happen. It might happen, but it's unlikely. Gwyneth, are you seeing the same thing? An almost impossibility to buy live chickens?
I haven't bought live chickens in quite some time. I have a mother hen who goes broody from time to time, and I put eggs underneath her, and she hatches out the babies and raises them. What I was having a problem with up until the last couple, up until about, you know, 6 weeks or 8 weeks ago, was grain. That's what I was having a problem with, because my regular grain guy stopped selling to the general public and took down the sign at his gate, took down the little, you know, things that said, our place is here. And I've since learnt that he's still selling to retailers, but he's not selling to from his farm gate anymore. And I found a retailer who was selling his grain. But the problem is that I drive past his place and there's no crops in. that the irrigators are looking kind of unused. The fields, there's nothing there. And what I think that he's doing is he's selling his stockpile. And that does not bode well for the future. And for that reason, I'm looking to put in as much of a grain crop as I can here for my own chickens, sorghum and oats here on my property with working my land with just hand tools, which is not easy. But what am I going to do? I'm going to have to do that and just stockpile as much grain as I can until that time. You know, it's just really, it's not good. And like I say, the hay guy is just dropped off the radar. Where's the hay guy? I've been buying from this hay guy for years, you know, and he's really good. He's really reliable. He's always been there. I'll send him a message. I'll say, could you send some hay? And he'll always send a message, you know, yeah, I'm all right. Within a day or two, usually within a few hours, actually, he'll even just send a thumbs up to say, yeah, got the message. And he might not be able to deliver the hay for a week or two. But, you know, I understand that he's busy on his own farm and it's okay. But yeah, normally, if I send on an urgent SOS saying, listen, I'm right at the bottom of the pile, usually he's here within 48 hours.
Well, let me ask you this.
He's my good friend.
Let me ask you this. We're talking about the inputs to a farm, okay? We're talking about hay for horses, cows. We're talking about grains for chickens. These are the inputs. The output are the finished products like beef and chickens.
Eggs. Yep.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, Gwyneth, I'm being very, very serious for our class, cutting right to the chase. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not serious at all, don't even worry about it, 10 being extreme concern, how serious do you think this food situation is?
Right up there. I would say 9 or 10. I would say that within a few months, unless we see some really urgent turnarounds, which I can't see on the horizon anywhere, that there are going to be starving people here in Australia. And we've never seen that. Australia is a very harsh country, a very dry country. But since white people have been here, we have learnt to live here. We've learnt to farm this place. And it's been an abundant place. It's become an abundant place. We have made it an abundant place. But I think that for the first time probably in Australian history, except for when, you know, white settlers first landed at Botany Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.